The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When it was evening, the disciples of Jesus went down to the sea, embarked in a boat, and went across the sea to Capernaum. It had already grown dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea was stirred up because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they began to be afraid. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." They wanted to take him into the boat, but the boat immediately arrived at the shore to which they were heading. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
It's good to be with you in this great season. The homily today, really, is a mosaic. Very few of my own words, mostly those of St. Cyril of Alexandria, of St. Augustine, and of Pope Benedict, all reflecting on this particular gospel passage or its parallel in Matthew. The message seems very obvious and very clear, and it is, but each one of them presents us with nuances that really give us a greater depth of understanding. And that's why I did this. Augustine and Cyril were both trained in rhetoric and far better speakers than you've got in front of you right now. And I think Benedict, with his pastoral sense, is much the same. The gospel passage, as so many in these days after Easter, is about faith. It's about faith in the reality of the risen Lord, of his abiding presence with us, the faith of the church as a whole, and of each one of us as individuals. In this particular account, I'm sure you remember, varies from the one in Matthew, where Jesus does get into the boat. St. John Chrysostom sees two episodes, two distinct appearances of Jesus on the water. But Saints Augustine and Cyril see only one. You know, up until a few years ago, no one ever knew that Augustine and Cyril had any contact with each other. And then a few years ago, they discovered about 30 more of Augustine's letters, and one of them was correspondence with Cyril. So, which was, you know, it's very interesting, because they're both giants. Towards the end of the second volume of Jesus of Nazareth, Pope Benedict reflects on this account. In those final pages of that volume on resurrection and ascension, I think are some of the finest in both volumes. They're just rich, rich, rich. All three observe that Jesus sent the disciples ahead to the boat to cross the lake while he went up the mountain to pray. The disciples are alone in the boat, as John's passage says, 3 or 4 miles from shore, when it becomes stormy and the Lord seems to be far away. And I think the seems is the thing to remember, because the same thing is true in the lives of each one of us. And St. Cyril observes, and I quote, and it's rather lengthy, "For his primary concern was to use," and that's Jesus, "for his primary concern was to use every occasion to confirm the mind of the apostles in their faith towards him. The circumstance of their journey drive the disciples to a more intense search for the Savior. For the deep darkness of the night troubles them. Hovering like smoke on the raging waves and taking away any ability for navigation. The fierce winds riding on the waves with a rushing sound that raises the billows high above their heads had to trouble them more than a little bit." Yes, and through all of this, John records, Jesus was not yet with them. This was the real danger, and Christ's absence from these voyagers was making their fear grow more and more. Doesn't that happen in our lives? And I think of the events, you know, in the lives of members of this community and families and so on in the course of the last year, and how true, you know, all of this rings. And Cyril adds what we all know, that those who are not with Jesus are in a fierce tempest of a storm. They are cut off from him, or at least seem to be absent from him, because they have departed from his holy laws. Because of their sin, they are separated from the one who is able to save. If then it is overwhelming to be in such spiritual darkness, if it is oppressive to be swamped by the bitter sea of pleasures, then let us receive Jesus, for this is what will deliver us from dangers and from death in sin. Now, Cyril is speaking of our own bad choices in that paragraph. But everything he says there can also be said of the trials that we experience in our individual lives and in the life of the church that are totally apart from sin or fault on our part. And I think it's well, you know, to be aware of that, because the temptation for all of us frequently is to say, you know, what did I do wrong? Or to reflect on our own sinfulness in a way that is not healthy and doesn't recognize the Lord's forgiveness and the immensity of his compassion and mercy. St. Augustine, and not surprisingly, Pope Benedict, both speak of the seeming absence of Jesus. Augustine says, "He fled alone to the mountain, the first begotten from the dead, because he has ascended above all the heavens and is interceding for us." Benedict states, "The Lord seems to be far away in prayer on his mountain, but because he is with the Father, he sees them. And because he sees them, he comes to them across the water." He adds, This is an image for the time of the church, intended also for us as individuals. The Lord is on the mountain of the Father. Therefore, he sees us. Therefore, he can get into the boat of our life at any moment. Therefore, we can always call on him. We can always be certain that he sees and hears us. And he adds, in our own day too, the church travels against the headwind of history through the turbulent ocean of time. Often it looks as if it is bound to sink. But the Lord is there, and he comes at the right moment. That's true of our individual lives. I go away, and I will come to you. That is the essence of Christian trust, the reason for our joy. And the Holy Father, in those words, really is echoing St. Augustine's teaching in his tractate on John on this particular passage. So these teachings of the fathers, both old and new, speak to each of us. They confirm and strengthen our faith and hope, both in times of individual trials and testings, and as we reflect on the perilous stage of the church in our own day. Jesus lives, and he is with us. May he return in glory soon. Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus.